How's that? It's better. Okay. I didn't use any mics the whole time I was on mission. The person interpreting used the mics, but I didn't use any. I like it's more freedom. They don't have these things, you know. You got to hold this thing. I like to swing my arms. Praise God. Praise God. I'm grateful, thankful for your prayers. Thankful for you watching out in the spirit. Thankful. I'm thankful for you, all of you. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I think you some of you got to read a report I wrote on Zimbabwe. Yeah. Okay. I didn't write one for Mozambique yet. But I'll tell you a little bit about that today. I've got zillions of video clips. I'm going to just show you a couple. I have to show you the one on the last night in Mozambique. Our host pastor, Pastor Baptista, they speak Portuguese there. He speaks excellent English. And he wanted to share so with all of us back here. So I'm going to show you that. I just put a disclaimer in there for as many times as he mentioned my name. You know, those of you that know me know I just assume not even be seen. I'm happy if they don't even remember who I am, but that they remember who Jesus is. That's the important thing to me. But he was pretty well impressed. So don't look at it like, you know, because I tell them, you know, I got a little video clip I'm going to show you of the first session in Mozambique. When I was there, I always do, Holy Spirit and I, we demonstrate. There's lots of miracles. And I got, 6 or 7 minutes of the first hour. They just kept coming and coming and coming. One miracle after another, after another, after another. So I got the start of it for you to see. So you can kind of get a feel of what it's like. It's amazing. It's just amazing. You kind of have to see it. But you're going to get to see it. So... Get the feel for it. But important thing is always, as I stress, humility. Our confidence is always in him. We can do all things through him. We don't do all things in our own self. We don't do all things through our own understanding or our own wisdom or our own strength. No, it's not by our power. It's not by our might. Everything's by the Spirit. And we learn that. And I have to teach them that a lot because there's a lot of stuff going on in third and fourth world nations where the church leaders are kind of, you know, a little on the upper side, uppity side. Is that a good word? You know, they want to be seen. They want to they want to be known. I go to demonstrate the power of humility. We don't need to be seen. The Spirit of God needs to come and be released to reveal Jesus. That's what I want to leave with people. And it's happening. Sometimes it takes a few days to get it through, but we get it through. In Zimbabwe, you read the report. The Sunday before we left, people were praying over me, and Dick happened to say, he had a word. He said, I got a word. He says, it's going to be like lightning. And I hung on to that word and just wait to see. And it was when I got to Zimbabwe, we were in the last crusade. We did pastors' conferences and crusades in Zimbabwe. Mozambique was all pastors' conferences. We didn't do any crusades. That's what they wanted. Next time it'll be different. But at this last crusade, this is really cool. We went to a village, a remote bush village, way the heck out there. Only way to get there is four-wheel drive, big four-wheel drives. And we got out there, and there was no church in this village. None. There's a little bit. Jehovah Witnesses managed to get out there. It's amazing to me. But no churches. And the goal was to begin a church. So we had a crusade, and my messages are always very short at crusades. during the day, I was training, I don't know, about 25 bush pastors. And then we went to the crusade. And, oh my gosh, it's, I gave them a short message, encouraged them, said, how many of you need miracles? All the hands go up, ah, yeah, we need miracles. And I gave a word of knowledge, and this is an amazing thing. You all know what a word of knowledge is. The Holy Spirit gives you a word about some sickness or something that somebody has. And it doesn't make any difference what word of knowledge I give. Then maybe the first person or the second person will come in response to that word. But then everybody comes no matter what's wrong with them. It's like as soon as they see the miracles happening, they don't care what I said. They're coming. They just come. So here, this is amazing. I mean, I don't know, maybe 1,000 people there in this village. There are, the whole village is there. They got nothing else to do. We're the entertainment. You know, there's no place to go. There's nothing. It's like, oh, the white guy's here. Okay, let's go see the white guy. And so, I give an invitation. This time, there wasn't one or two that came. I gave a word of knowledge, and all of them came. They rushed me. The whole crowd rushed me. And they're like all around me, you know, just like. And I got, and I said, pastors, come on. And they're like backing up, you know. I guess I didn't have enough time and training with them. I don't know. And they're just like, yeah, you go ahead. You go ahead. So I had two young men with me that they weren't even in the training, but they were believers. And I said, you guys are going to learn how to pray right now. Okay, so I said, you just start putting your hands on here and you say in the name of Jesus, whatever they got, get off of them. And it was like, bam, 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 just touching them. Ah, I'm free. Ah, I can see. Ah, I can hear. Ah, I can walk. Look at me. I mean, one after another, after another, after another. It was amazing. And I'm in the middle of that. You know, all of this is happening. I'm in the middle of it. And I looked at our host pastor who's standing over there. He's not even over here. He's standing over there. And I said, come and give an invitation to receive salvation. Do it now. Come now. So he came and he grabbed the microphone and he said, all right, those of you, you've seen Jesus here tonight. This is the real Jesus. If you want to receive him into your life, you want to have him come and receive the forgiveness of sins that he has for you, I was totally surrounded by people, so I couldn't see what was happening. Other than hearing him say that. And I found out the end, after we finished praying for everybody, and everybody got miracles. Everybody. Did you hear me say that? Everybody. Oh my gosh. It was phenomenal. It was boom, 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 boom. Just like that. We had to go over to pray for this guy who they brought, who was almost dead. They brought him on a cart. And they couldn't get him anymore because of the rust on the ground any closer. So we went over underneath the tree where they parked the cart. And we prayed for him, and he came back to life. I mean, the guy just, he stood up. He sat up. He was able to breathe and talk and everything. And it was amazing. So then we finished that, and I went back over, and there's all these people gathered around. And I said, what's going on here? They said, oh, these are all the people that received salvation. This is the new church. This is the new church. Today, in Zimbabwe, they went back there, and all these people are getting baptized today. And today, the new church is starting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Wow. Wow, it was like so easy. It was shocking easy. It was really like shocking. No video of that. It was pitch black. They had one little light bulb. It was darker than dark. There's no power in these bush villages. It's just really, so it was amazing. Just amazing. And I went right from there over to Mozambique. And I had two crusades, not two conferences, not crusades. The first one was about 50 church leaders. The second one about 200 church leaders. And they were like sponges. just like sponges. Amazing. I want to. I have some things to share with you too. That we'll see if we have time after looking at these video clips. Okay. We put the one on Pastor Baptista. The one that starts just with his face. There he is. Now remember, okay. Just ignore the times he mentions me.
All can listen to me. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, we had a good time with Pastor Tony. We had a seminar, two different places. We did 2 days, one place, and 2 days, another place. The teachings of Pastor Tony, wherever we go, people no doubt they receive it well, and it is amazing and fantastic teaching, and many miracles follow because he preaches with the power of God. His preaching and even his speech is mixed with the power from God, and as he taught us, saying that the power of God, there is a meaning as dynamite, and
dynamite.
It means that it can make an explosion for changing the life of people. So many people, they've been hearing the word of God, and many people, they promised to change, and they promised also to renew their mentality, their way of thinking. Because, you know, there is many people, many leaders, pastors, prophets, they've been pushing people, they've been even insulting people. But the gospel which Pastor Tony is bringing is a simple gospel whereby people, they can understand what they position in Christ Jesus. Because if someone understands his position in Christ Jesus, you do everything with him because you are already hiding in him. And if you are hiding in him, you become like him. Even God, if he sees Jesus, he sees you as Jesus also because you are already with Jesus. And even devil will try to look for you and try to find you, but he can't find you, can't hit you because you are in Jesus Christ. That gospel is very simple. And don't live with the guilt. And you know, many people, they are guilting each other, they pointing finger at each other, they are gossiping, they are talking to each other, they are condemning each other. You see, and sometime, even if you want to pray, the devil come, you know, with the mind, idea, saying that you can't manage it. But according to the gospel which we had with the Pastor Ton, which it is a simple gospel, release people in thinking like that. The person should know that he is already in a position together with the Christ, and also you are in the rest. You see, you are resting, and yes, Christ is resting on the right hands of his Father, and you also, you rest with him. We can't be blessed because of our work, what we are doing, but because of our faith, you know, by accepting Jesus. Because Jesus, he had already done all work which we should do. Jesus have already done. You see, ourselves, we can't try or to pretend or to try. You see, it will become very hard. You see, Jesus is already the one who completed the law. That's why he himself is the one who knows exactly, and he worked exactly, and he said that everything finished. It means he worked for everything. And according to the gospel which Pastor Tony taught us as a simple gospel, you know, Jesus has already paid the price from all of our sins since, you know, at the beginning of the world up to the end of the world. The people which they have already born, and the people also they are still living now, and also some which they will be some of which will be coming in the future. Jesus has already paid the price for the sin, the price for everything, and also ourselves, our responsibility, it is to have a faith and to believe and to receive from that. And then this kind of, gospel, there's many people which accepted that. Even the old man, Pastor Lazarus, was the one, he is the man which is a long time, you know, is a crescent life. He has 80 years as a pastor leading a church, but he accepted that this is the gospel which we need nowadays in Mozambique. Not only in Mozambique, in Africa, because, you know, we've been believing falsely with the teachings which we've been hearing. You know, some people which they are prouding, saying they had anointing, additional anointing, you see, and the other, they are nothing, but they are very special themselves, you know, in impacting anointing and having anointing. They've been, you know, their prayer, God himself will hear very quickly the prayer of those special people. There have been lying people like that, and the people, they started seeing them that is very, very special. They can do everything themselves only, and people, they can see themselves that they are nothing, you know. But the gospel of Pastor Tony released the people now to know that they are special. They can do according with that which is in them, which is Jesus, you know, and they can do everything. That's fantastic, that's amazing. And I myself, you know, I've been translating, you know, and organizing, translating. Now I got many stuff because, you know, Pastor Tony was teaching very deeply, you know, and many verses I caught, you know, from Pastor Tony. And now I know that there is a verse in the Bible, like it is, you know, like it, if you read them, you can't understand well. You see something, maybe it is talking about other people or the people which they had already passed. But no, those verses, it is for us, you know. According to Pastor Tony, when he taught us, now we recognize, we changed our mind. We are renewing our mind, and we know exactly, you know, that this word, it is for us, you know, to apply in our life. Even all promises, according to what he taught us today, his last day, all promises which are there, it is for us. We have to receive that, and then we have to say amen, we have to say yes for those promises. And each and every one should know that. And we must live entire life with a nature of a Christianity life, according himself, that if you born again, you have a new nature in Christ Jesus. A new nature, it makes you to do things, not because you have to do, but you do as your nature. That's why, that's fantastic to hear that, you know. And I'm very, very, very happy. You know, I've been receiving Pastor Tony more than 4 years. It means that we trust each other. And, you know, even if he comes alone, if he comes with the team, I'm here willing to welcome him and to do everything, to manage everything. And also next time we hope that we will be going to different places. If we can't go to Chimoyo, we'll be going to Tete province. And there is another man today, when he heard the teachings of Pastor Ton, he asked also Pastor Ton to go to Zambezia province. That is another province. In those provinces, I am very, very far in distance. If we say Tete province, we are saying 700 kilometers. If we say Zambezia province, also we're saying 800 kilometers. And if we say Chimoyo, Manica province, we are saying 300 kilometers. When Pastor Tony come, maybe we'll be going some of the place, or we will be covering two places different. And in the Beira, we have already laid the foundation, but the people, they still have a sense. They need him. They need the word of God. They need the preachings, you know. But God is good. And I said, thank you. Thank you, Verbad. Thank you, Mama Nancy, allowing Pastor Tony to come and to teach us. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, United States of America. Thank you, Florida. Thank you, Inglewood. Thank you. God bless you. One day I'll be there in Inglewood to know our family and everybody, and to know also church members and to know other brothers. God bless you. Thank you.
Can you put that other one on? This other clip is, it's the first session in Mozambique, first training session, where I switch. I'm beginning with give a simple word of knowledge for somebody with a back problem. And then you can see like the first 5-6 people that come up for prayer. But that continued to go on for like an hour till everybody in the whole building came up for prayer. But I just want you to see how awesome this is. How simply awesome it is to be able to do this, and how the Holy Spirit is right there. He loves to demonstrate. He loves to demonstrate. And if we will take the risk and step out and get in a place where there needs to be a demonstration of the Spirit, he's gonna move. He's gonna move. And he wants us to know that we know that you'll never take a step out and he'll be back there. When you take the step, he takes the step. Just check this out. This is what happens everywhere.
Get to this saying right there. If você tem dores aqui.
Who's that?
Dores aqui. Quem?
Who is that?
Quem tá com? Vem cá.
Have the pain right now.
Você tem dor, né? He has problem on the leg and his back. Yes,
this church building, by the way, was completely demolished in the storm.
I'm gonna pray.
Even
for
the concrete floor.
But I want you to watch, okay?
Eu quero que vocês possam ver.
I'm not gonna put my hands and shake his head.
Eu não vou, pegar.
They do a lot of that there.
Holy Spirit is very powerful,
Espírito Santo,
but very gentle.
E é muito gentil.
We always want to leave the person knowing they're loved.
E nós queremos deixar com que as pessoas como elas são amadas.
So,
então,
Jesus said,
Jesus disse,
if you have a mountain,
se você tem uma montanha,
speak to the mountain.
Fale para a montanha.
We don't pray by saying, Father,
no, não temos pai,
would you come and touch him?
Pode vir e
tocar. No. That's for us now.
Isso é para nós.
You have the Holy Spirit.
Você tem o Espírito.
You have the name of Jesus.
Você tem o nome de Jesus.
You speak to the problem.
Você fala
you
pro
command
pai.
It to move.
Fala pra montar e pra
so
sair.
I'm going to speak to the problem. Is it right
e
there?
Eu vou falar pra ele agora.
Right there, yeah.
Coloque. Where?
In here too?
Coloque a sua mão.
So, because he's a man,
porque ele é homem,
I'm a man,
eu sou homem,
I can put my hands on him.
Eu posso colocar a minha mão nele.
If it's a woman,
se é uma mulher,
and you're praying as a man,
e você está
you
lá
ask
como,
her,
você pergunta
is it okay
ela,
if I put my hand on you?
Posso colocar a minha mão em você?
You pray with your eyes open.
Você vai orar,
don't
você,
close your eyes.
Ora com seus olhos abertos.
I'll tell you why
não
later,
fecha,
okay?
Depois vou lhe dizer
I'll explain to you later.
Eu vou lhe dizer o porquê depois.
All I'm going to do,
o que eu vou fazer,
as a son of God,
como filho de Deus,
I'm going to speak to the problem.
Eu vou falar pro problema,
because I am representing heaven.
E eu estou a representar o céu.
I am declaring the finished work of Jesus.
E eu estou a declarar o trabalho terminado de Jesus.
So I speak to the pain.
E eu falo pra dor.
And I say, spirit of pain,
eu digo,
you're coming out of him right now.
O espírito da dor, sai
I'm
agora.
Not yelling.
Não estou gritando.
I'm speaking with the authority that rests in the name of Jesus.
E eu estou a falar na autoridade
spirit
no nome
of pain,
de Jesus. Espírito
come
da dor,
out of him
saia dele
right now. Out of his back, out of his leg,
fora da
spirit
deles,
of infirmity,
fora
go.
Das costas dele, saia agora.
Go.
Sai.
In Jesus' name.
Em nome de Jesus.
No, I want you to check that.
Verifica.
Move your back too.
Verifica também tua coluna. Move mesmo.
Huh? It's good news.
É a boa nova.
I don't know what happened here.
É a boa notícia.
Praise God.
Tá sentindo melhor?
Is there anything?
Louvado seja Deus. Is there any pain in you?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Spoken by a believer.
Falado por crente.
Not someone special.
Não alguém
just
especial.
Someone who believes.
Apenas alguém que crê. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
Glória a Deus. Vem cá.
You can hear.
Vem cá.
Where's the pain?
Onde está a dor?
This is where I switch and now I have them do the praying.
Crê.
Just pray. Command the pain to come.
Apenas ora, comanda a dor desaparecer dali. Em nome de Jesus.
Em nome de Jesus. A doença parte deste momento para.
Okay. Don't have to yell.
Não precisa gritar.
Just simple.
Simples.
Pain go.
Pode sair.
A doença
right
sai.
Now. Right now.
Sai doença. Sai.
Em nome de Jesus.
Okay, want to check it?
I could
pray?
Not sit down. I was not able to sit down.
Huh? Who prayed?
Quem orou?
Not me.
Não fui eu, foi ele. Quem orou? Quem orou? Não fui eu quem orou. Amém?
Amém. So you're going to pray now.
Você agora vai orar também. Yeah.
Okay, where's the problem?
Onde está o problema? Pulou na mamã. Huh?
Back there.
Diga, mamã. Insano sabe cani? Yes, back pain.
Okay. You put your hand on top of her.
Você vai colocar a sua mão na coluna dele.
Put your hand. Now just command, simple command.
Apenas comanda, simplesmente não grite. Comande para que desapareça. Verifica, mamã. Sabe ele ocupa? Hã? Sabe ocupar, mamã? Vasculhar ele, pô. Hã? Se é uma na tua boca. Sabe ocupar, mamã? Hã? Cadê, filho? It's no pain, no more pain.
Oh! Aleluia! Okay. Now I know it's very hard.
Eu sei que é difícil.
Because we are all taught this way.
Porque nós somos confiados.
When you're praying.
Oh, it's not easy. Quando você estiver orando, não faça isso aí. Não.
Don't do that.
Não pode lhe mover ou lhe abanar a
pessoa.
Faça de forma calma.
The Holy Spirit
is very
powerful.
O Espírito Santo é muito poderoso, mas também é gentil.
Sometimes we can scare people.
Às vezes assustamos pessoas.
Because we're shaking them.
Porque nós abanamos a pessoa.
You don't need to do that.
Nós não precisamos fazer isso.
The power of God is very great.
O poder de Deus é muito forte.
Okay?
Amen.
Let's love people.
É assim
be gentle with them.
Seja amigável com eles.
And don't yell.
Não grite também.
Just speak.
Apenas fale.
Just speak.
Apenas fale.
Okay?
Amen.
All right. What do you have?
O que é que está doendo, mamá? Ninja.
Who wants to pray? Which one of you guys want to pray?
She has a back pain.
Okay. Keep your eyes open.
Seus olhos abertos, sem fechar olhos. Sem fechar olhos.
Em nome de Jesus. Seja curado esta mãe. Agora, em nome de Jesus. Seja curado agora mesmo. Em nome de Jesus. A doença sai.
Ok, check it.
Mamã, lá na nada, senhor, é o chapita, o chupo. Não está nada. Apita?
You can tell by your face.
Mawanga mesmo? Aleluia!
Amen.
Awanga, mama. Uma salva de palma pra Jesus. She's completely healed.
This is the gospel.
Esse é o evangelho.
This is the kingdom of heaven.
Esse é o reino dos céus.
Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Yes. What is it?
You have
pain?
Mama, order for her.
Just command the pain to come out.
Ordena que a dor possa sair, mamá. Longale, puxa, pina a pabire. Fibuque. Ele fica, mano.
Still have a little bit?
Ainda tem pouco?
Or is it all gone?
Yes, a little bit.
Pray again.
Ora de novo.
Check it again. Whoa!
Amen.
Yeah.
Aleluia. Uma salva de palmas para Jesus.
You're going to pray for me.
Você vai orar por ele.
What is it?
O que é que está doendo, mamã?
Até
o tchuno bono.
Sim. Na bacia mesmo, que piorifica.
Mas onde está a doer, baby?
É assim mesmo, estou indicado. Parte daqui.
She's feeling some pain on this side.
Okay.
Up to her back too.
Não tocar o pé, só aqui. Cabeça.
The leg is not paining, but this side of my head is
okay.
Paining.
Mm.
Ora. Ora, Corela.
Okay. Keep your eyes open.
Abre seus olhos.
Just command that spirit.
E comanda esse espírito.
Spirit of sickness off of her.
O espírito da doença saia dela.
Check it.
Verifica, mamã. Lá na incomoda, se por favor. Langanani mama, kunan. Huh? Mukuvadan mama. Ainda kupa. Langanani vada mama. Nada. No pain.
No pain.
Bone, yes.
Oh, there's some right here.
Right here, yes.
Okay, right here.
Pega ma ali onde está doendo.
That's all the people. When the pain starts to move.
Quando a dor começa a sair.
That's almost always a spirit of infirmity.
É um espírito de enfermidade.
What's happening?
O que é que está acontecendo?
The anointing, this Holy Spirit, is flowing through you.
Sai de você,
into them.
Vai na pessoa.
If there's a spirit in there,
existe um espírito,
it's going to move away from the anointing.
E vai sair a partir desse.
It's going to go to a different body part.
E vai para diferente parte do corpo.
So when you see the pain moving,
quando você
souber, it's almost always a spirit of infirmity.
Saiba que é o espírito de enfermidade.
What's happening?
O que está acontecendo? Yeah.
Oh, my.
Whoa. Mama, já está bem. Aleluia. Vamos lá,
hey!
Amém. Tem o que no sofá? Está no pulpo mais? Big pain, está.
See how they just keep coming up? This goes on for like another hour. Get them, just see one more. That's what we're gonna work on.
Yep.
You see some of the rubble outside from the building. The building was all block. The storm took the block down.
Yeah. Amen. Mwanga.
No pain. No pain.
Huh? No. Huh?
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Você vai orar para ele também? Sana. Big pain, yes.
There's videos of this man standing there now and myself dancing with the chicken dance. I mean, wild dancing. He's made out of rubber. Look like fun. Yeah, it really is. It really is. Praise God. I just wanted you to have an idea, kind of, you know, the kind of fun I have over there. Yeah. During the teaching, I mean, they're just like jaws hanging down, soaking every bit of it up, not wanting it to stop. They'll sit on the benches without even any backs. They'll sit there. There's no air conditioning, of course. And they'll sit there for 6-7 hours and not want you to stop. It's like, no, no, more, no, no, more, more, no more. It's like, whoa, my gosh. It's amazing. It's just amazing. If you want to see, actually, we recorded, I think, all of the sessions. So if you want to see any, you can let me know. I can get you a video clip and you can watch the whole session if you want to. Putting some of them up on the website. I do have a request. When I was in Zimbabwe, they said there was this one pastor, and he plays the guitar, he plays the drums, he plays the keyboard, he plays the bass, he sings, he does all the electronic stuff. The Crusades, he had it set up with a screen, and they were showing a video, a Jesus video, and he had that all wired up and did all that stuff. And he said, I'm gonna make a request of you. Maybe you can find someone back in America that can do this. Is we would like for you to send us video clips of teaching from 2 to 5 minutes. And we'll take them, and we will put on there the translation in our language, in the Zimbabwe language. And we want to get it out to all the churches all over the country, because nobody's teaching a gospel like this. It's crazy. We've never heard anything like this. And it's so liberating, so freeing. And they said there's a big prosperity thing going on over there. You know, they want people to give all their money, and then because they give all their money, they're going to get healed, and they're going to pay for their healing, all that kind of crazy stuff. And they said, we just want them to see the truth. So if you could do that. So what I'm asking is, if God puts it on any of your hearts, I'd like to start videoing the messages. And someone will need to pick pieces out of it, 2 to 5 minutes long, that we can upload to Dropbox or something, and they can grab it out of there and then interpret it. And then they're going to distribute it all over the country. They said they have means to do that. So they asked if we would do that. So I'm asking you, putting it out there. I'm gonna have Nancy put it in the bulletin for a few weeks, maybe longer, depending upon how long it takes for somebody to say, "I think I want to do this." They were really blessed, and they want to see their brethren all over the country get blessed. They want the gospel, of Jesus Christ, the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel of the real power of God. They want that to go out to the nation. And you saw those miracles that happened. It's so simple. The way they do it there, and they all love it, because and they all over Africa they do the same thing. They push people down. They're kind of rough. They put their hand, in Jesus' name, they smash him to the ground, That's how they pray. And when I was a young Christian, there was some more, what I thought were more mature believers. They were saying, come with me, we'll take you to some meetings where there's some powerful men and women of God, and so you can get the anointing. And I said, okay, I didn't know. I'm just learning. And I went to these meetings, and it was like crazy, where they're pushing in America, where they're pushing people down. And I knew it was wrong. I knew it wasn't right. And the Holy Spirit taught me, showed me the scriptures, showed me the truth. And now I bring that to these African nations, and they are so blessed when they hear the testimony that I bring concerning, the way not to pray, and the way just how simple it is just to love people and just to speak and not scream, not yell, and not shake them, and try to reconfigure their body for them. It's just you don't need to do all that. But they think they do. It's tradition, okay? In Mark it says Jesus said the traditions of man actually nullify the word of God. The traditions that are in church in Africa are really pretty wild, and as long as they just pass that tradition on to each generation, and they keep doing the same thing until they know the truth and they know what God has available, they're just going to keep doing it. Well, what I'm looking for is somebody that will take on, or a few people to take on the responsibility of videoing the messages and then dissecting them and taking out 2 to 5 minute sections where there's like a point. There's a point in that 2 to 5 minutes that will bless pastors and church leaders in the other nations by hearing that. Because they said that everything that we were teaching, everything, they said they've never heard any of it before. It's amazing to me, but how the enemy could keep the traditions so closed up inside of a church that they're not, they're not even aware of the real gospel. But that's what we're called to do. We're called to bring it. We're called to release it. We're called to train and equip people, believers, especially church leaders, because I would rather have a group of 100 church leaders than 100 people in one church. Because if you get 100 church leaders, now there's 100 churches going to get affected. If you got just one church with 100 people in it, well, then those 100 people, that church probably get lit up pretty good. But the effect is going to be much smaller than, we don't have enough time. Don't have enough time, so we want to maximize the amount of people that we can reach, and that's why we primarily go for the church leaders, because they can, when they get it, then they're going to bring it back to their church and give it to the people. It's harder, all of you have probably had times where you're receiving a revelation, your eyes are being opened up to the truth, and the church that you're in, the leadership has not seen that revelation, and they're not really too happy about you doing what you're doing, praying the way you're praying, or believing the way you're believing, and it, creates a controversy. But if you get the leadership of the church on board, well, okay, now we can do something. Now we can move something. And that's our plan. That's the plan that God gave us, and it's really, really successful. really successful. We need a lot more people. We need a lot more people to go out from here. I know that's going to come in time. It's wide open. It's just wide open. If you, you're thinking, well, you know, maybe, you know, I thought maybe I would like to do one of these trips sometime. I don't know. You know, I don't know. Just go on one. Just go on one and see. And see. When I go by myself, it's not me. It's me and the Holy Spirit. When I go by myself, it's I have to instantly start to train people. I have to make a team. Because if we're going out to a crusade where there's thousands and thousands of people, we need a good-sized team. So we start with the pastors' conferences, and I train. I right away get them into doing it, get them into seeing how easy it is. And so that when we have a crusade, the plan is, okay, you guys are all going to be out there, and you're going to be doing the praying. So these people who are local, they're seeing the pastors who are local do the miracles through their hands, and they're going to want to go to their churches. The object's not to have the white boy get up there and do all these miracles. It's not what we're after. And it really, really works. It really, really works. It's a great plan. It was God's idea. It was not my idea. I don't take any credit for that. It was all God's idea. Amazing. Amazing. So you saw Pastor Baptista. He's pretty excited. This was a kind of a tough trip because everybody's crying. It's like, you know, it comes time to leave and they're hugging me and nobody wants to let go of me and we're just, you know, we're all crying and bawling and it's just, oh my gosh. It's amazing how quickly with other believers we can establish that bond in the Spirit and it's like we've known each other forever in just a few days. You feel like, wow, this is my forever family. And it's amazing how the Holy Spirit does that. It makes it, you know, all of you, there's been times that you've really been blessed by someone, right? You've really been blessed, okay? By receiving that blessing from them, it kind of, you know, does something to your relationship with that person, right? You kind of would like to be around them, right? Yeah. So if someone just comes and just releases a blessing for you, and you just your life is radically changed, and then the next day they're going. It's like, wait a minute. Time out. 5 more minutes, 10 more minutes. It's hard. I mean, I can't remember the last trip I cried so much. It was just seeing them cry and just knowing that, oh my gosh. It's all the Holy Spirit. He does it. He establishes that bond. He establishes that relationship. I'm telling you, the same thing will happen with you. The same thing will happen with you. You'll have relationships if you do Facebook. I don't do Facebook. I don't have time for Facebook. But if you do Facebook or you have means of communication, you'll have all these people, friends for life, that God will establish for you. It's amazing. It's just amazing. You know, so I tell them, okay, all these miracles happen, and then I tell them, okay, what did you see? What just happened here? What did you see? And let me read a scripture. And let me find it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18 says, while we do not look at the things which are seen, most of our life we're looking at things that are seen, right? He said, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We don't fix our eyes on the things that we see. We fix our eyes on the things that are unseen in the spirit realm, in the kingdom of heaven. And I tell the people, okay, well, you know, what's happening? You just saw all these miracles. What is the Holy Spirit doing? One, yes, he's setting people free. Yes, he's healing bodies. Yes, he's releasing life. But what else is he doing? He's trying to get your attention off of the seen realm and onto the unseen realm. He's attempting to get your attention. First, our attention and then our affection. It begins with attention. Whatever our attention is on in this world draws our affection. If our attention is on worldly things, then the affection of our heart goes to worldly things. And the Spirit of God is attempting through all these miracles that he's doing to change us first, to get our attention like, whoa, my God, look at that. Somebody totally blind, and you can go, you can see me? You can see it. I can see perfectly. I have the number of people, you know, they say they can't see anything. I give them, hold them a Bible in front of them. I said, can you see anything? They said, no, just a book. I know there's a book there. I said, okay, let's pray. We pray. We command the blind spirit to go. Okay, then they can read the big print. Pray again. Now they can read the fine print. All the people who knew this person who couldn't see, all of a sudden they're like, whoa. What's happening? The Spirit of God is getting their attention. He's moving in front of you to get you to change where your focus and the affection of your heart is. If we're honest, we have to admit, right, that most Christians, their affection, the affection of their heart is on worldly things. Is that not true? Okay. Apostle Paul's saying, why? Stop looking at the things that can be seen. The action is in the unseen realm. The power is in the unseen realm. The glory is in the unseen realm. Everything you could ever ask for or imagine is in the unseen realm. It's sitting there, waiting for you to put the focus of your heart, the attention of your heart, waiting for you to believe it's for you. Jesus did it for you. So we come to the place where, okay, you're out somewhere, you're looking at people, and you see somebody who's sick, you see somebody who's not doing well, they got things wrong with them. Okay, what's the first thing we think? First thing usually is, I hope you got a good doctor. Or are you in the hospital? Or, you know, you're going to go to the hospital? Or what kind of medications are you taking? Right? But God wants to bring us to the place where the first thing we see, the first thing we think is healed. Healed. Set free. Ooh, major set free. Okay, that's because the affection of our heart is turning to the unseen realm. It's turning to the kingdom of heaven. It's turning towards the completed work of Jesus. It's turning towards who we are in Jesus Christ. It's turning towards the truth that I'm now a representative. I was born in heaven. Every one of us was born in heaven. You're born here the first time, but you're born again. You're born in heaven, and that's your home. And now we are here as ambassadors representing our homeland. That needs to become more real to us than everything we see and everything we feel. And I've been watching the change, the transformation in my life. Okay, The more I focus on the unseen realm, the more I focus on what he's doing. I'm watching. My mind's being renewed, and the first thing I think is healed. I see someone sick, I say, healed. I see set free. Set free. That's what I see. Okay? He's saying that's where we need to be. That's where we need to be going. Yeah, I had to slow down. Okay, I had to slow down because when you got an interpreter, you got to slow down. And I kept telling them, "You got any questions? You ask me. Okay, don't you sit there. If you got a question and it's not getting answered, I want to hear it. I want to spend the time to make sure you understand." And they did. Raise their hand, or they'd stand up. Oh, you heard me say that? Oh. Okay. Part of our training, we have a couple people in this room that might have been there. Harvey, you were there when we were in Kenya the first time with Bobby, had the epileptic girl. Casey, you were there. I know Casey was there because he's the one that dived into the pile. Okay, we've had many, many, many instances of this. Okay, I'm praying for a woman. I got my hand on her head and my eyes are closed. And all of a sudden, she winds up. I didn't see her wind up. She winds up and she belts me right in the gut, knocks me down. I slide across the floor. I said, "Hey, what the heck did you do that for?" She said, "There's no man's ever going to touch me." I didn't know she'd been abused by men. And she made a declaration. She said, "No man is ever going to put his hand on me again." Well, I'm praying for her. I put my, with my eyes closed. This little girl was very strong. Knocked the wind right out of me. I mean, I'm on the floor like, ugh. You see, now, if I had my eyes open, I'd have seen her go like this. I'd be, "Whoa, okay, let's talk, okay? Let's talk." Yeah. Yeah, but my favorite of all time is what happened. We had a guy, he was going on a lot of trips with us. He's big guy. We were in a Muslim village doing a crusade, and all the people start rushing us, and they got us pushed up against the wall, and Bobby's next to me. Casey was on the other side, and he gets an epileptic girl. The mother brought her daughter, little girl, brought her daughter for prayer, and Bobby went like this, his hand on her head. "You epileptic spirit, you're coming out right now." His eyes closed. This is what we saw happen. The little girl goes. She started manifesting. Claws actually came out of her fingers. And she reached up. She could reach up high enough. She got them right there. And the claws went right into his skin. His eyes opened. And she picked him up. This big guy, this little girl, she picked him up in the air. And he's going, And she started doing body slams. It's like, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. That was demons, and the way we deal with demons is way different, okay? We don't use physical weapons with demons. You don't try to wrestle, okay? If somebody's taken over by demons and they're going to get in your face, you don't stop them by wrestling with them. All over the world, they wrestle. Oh, it's quite the sight. It's quite the sight. I mean, chairs scattering everywhere, people scattering everywhere. Well, as soon as this happened, the whole crowd backed up. Dust flying up. Casey got down on top of the pile, and he got in the girl's ear, and he just spoke to the spirit and said, "I command you to submit in the name of Jesus." Whew. Somebody who knew who he was, he's the Son of God, somebody who knew he had the authority in the name of Jesus Christ, and that at that name, this knee's going to bow. Okay. It can be seen in the spirit if we are in faith or in unbelief. We're like, we got like a neon sign going off, okay? That can be seen in the spirit. You won't see it in the natural, but in the spirit. If you're in faith, it's like faith, 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 faith. And the demons look like, "Yeah, we'll just go somewhere else." Okay. But if you're in doubt and unbelief, that also can be seen. And the demons say, "We don't have to go anywhere." And you got a wrestling match on your hands. So I don't know how many weeks it was before those marks ever came out of him. I mean, the claws went right into his skin. And this girl picked, this little girl picked him up right by the breast. Is that right for a guy? Is that breast for guys? It doesn't make any difference if it's a guy or a girl, right? Sorry, I asked a lot of stupid questions. Okay. Yeah. Does that sound frightening? Okay, that's why we teach pray with your eyes. Not when you're worshiping, not when you're in prayer closet. You keep close your eyes, it's fine. But if you're praying for someone, keep your eyes open. Just in case they start to manifest, you can, okay, you will not in the name of Jesus. Yeah. So, did that answer your question? Yeah, okay. Yeah, some people think they're supposed to keep their eyes open all the time. No, if you're worshiping, I like to worship with my eyes closed. How about you? Yeah. Huh? Worship
with your eyes closed.
Yes. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah, I tell them it's okay. You know, if the Holy Spirit wants you down on the floor, he'll put you on the floor. But just don't push me. Don't push me. If he wants me down, I'll go down. Right? Oh, yeah. I've had pastors say, when I'm teaching about that, I have pastors say to me, got a question for you. Said, yeah. Tell me, you know, that may be the way it is in America, okay, but not in Africa. I said, explain what you mean. Well, what do I do when the power comes on me? When the power is on me, I have to release it. I said, okay, Pastor. When you release it, what happens to the person? What do you mean? Do you get down there on the floor and talk to them and see what's happening? Do you find out what's happening with them? If they were sick, is the sickness gone? If they had pain, is the pain gone? If they were demonized, has that been removed? Or you just keep going down the line to let people see you release it? Huh? What do you do, Pastor? Well, I don't get down there. Okay. Understand. Our ministry is first and foremost a ministry of love. We want to love people. We want to love people. We want them to know they're being loved. We want them to know we care about them. We're not just into some power demonstration. We're not just into letting people see how much strength we have. What a great man or woman of God we are. No. We want out of the picture. We want this person helped. If someone falls down, I'm going to get down on the floor next to him, and I'm going to find out what's going on. Tell me what's happening right now. When we teach on manifestations, because they got all kinds of manifestations there. Not like in America. The demons are pretty quiet. They hide a lot in America. They hide out. But in Africa, they're open. They're in open. They don't care. They manifest. They don't care. So, you know, we teach about that. And I say, how do you know? Because they think everything's a demon. You know, somebody is just, whoa. Or they start spinning around or rolling on the floor. And they say, that's a demon. I say, how do you know that? Well, it has to be. How do you know that? I don't know. I said, well, find out. Ask them. What's happening to you right now? If they say, oh, it's so dark, it's so terrible, I'm so afraid, that's a demon. If they say, oh, it's so beautiful, oh, my heart is, I'm soaking in the love of God, oh, leave them alone. Don't touch them. Leave them alone. They're having an encounter with God. It's our responsibility to bring people a God encounter. Not an encounter with Tony. Not an encounter with us. An encounter with the Spirit of God, right? Through whatever means, prophetic word, through a demonstration of power, through setting them free. It's that's what we're created for, to bring the kingdom, to bring the kingdom everywhere we go. Right? Yeah. So we work with the person. We're here to help somebody. I remember in the early years, you know, all these people are being touched, and I just wanted to keep going, you know, because it's just so cool. But that was me. And then the Holy Spirit had to teach me, okay, what about those people you're leaving behind? Yeah. So I started having meetings where there's lots of people, and I'd spend the whole time with three or four people. That's it. Just until they're free, just ministering, loving on them, helping them, until they're free. It's okay. And that's the heart of God. Right? It's to help people, to love people. Yeah, but they don't, it's really pretty radical in Africa. It's pretty radical. They're rough. You saw me there, you know. Before that happened, there was a few of them that were praying, and they were like, holy mackerel, that's a body massage and a half. It's like what they're doing, the way they're praying. They're just like, you know, rubbing the person and shaking their head. And the person's like, it's amazing. Why? They don't know. That's just the way they do it, okay? So we're just giving them a better way. If you want someone to pray for you, how do you want them to pray for you? Rough? You want them to love on you, and you want them to stay with you and help you, right? Yeah. Well, that's it. Yeah.